Okay, so we stuck here in 2019. So welcome to the new year. Happy New Year. Yeah. So Diamond Sutra. Have you all gotten your diamond? So this part of the verse is is very interesting. Previously, we go through the text where Venerable Subhuti has various questions about the efficacy of the practice and whether people will actually be able to understand or even have faith in it. Yeah, and there are different implications to it. So here, 若复有人于此经中受持乃至四句偈等，为他人说，其福无甚彼。 So this verse itself, yeah, 于此经中受持乃至四句偈等，说 this is a verse that repeats throughout the sutra. So yeah, let's take a look at my teacher's explanation. 前面是举做有漏的功德，能得那么多福德为例。 So the earlier part was talking about if you were to practice, then or you do certain practices, such as let's say the giving of things, dana, the giving, then would that be merit? Yes, of course. If you give in terms of the whole world filled with the seven treasures, yeah, not to mention the seven treasures, you fill up the whole world with anything and you give gather and shit, yeah, you give rice that amount, wow, yeah, tremendous. So here, because following the earlier verse, says that the merit is massive, yeah. With respect to giving, in terms of the seven treasure, yeah, permeating the trichosium world. If you just think in terms of the seven treasure, the seven kinds of gems, yeah, filling up just earth. Imagine the earth being made up of. Let's not even talk about some treasure, just gold, just copper, okay, just copper. How much would that be? Yeah, just copper. Copper is, you know, not a very rare metal, but imagine the whole earth is just solid copper. Wow, 假比料料. Huh? So now, following that verse, where it is not just copper, not just gold, but seven treasures filling up not just earth. When we say fill up earth, usually we think in terms of the surface. Yeah. Here is filling up the whole universe, yeah, the whole known trichosium, yeah, within a certain premise. That itself, the merit is massive. Yeah. But of course, as I mentioned previously, there's actually, as far as I understand, there's actually another layer of meaning, which is, you know, the part about 世人所得福德，这个所得福德宁为多故， yeah. And Sri Puti's reply is 甚多世尊， yeah. 是福德非福德性， yeah. 既非福德性， 是故如来说福德多。 So and this is where the teaching on emptiness come in, yeah. If there is any inherent merits, yeah, inherent merits, substantial inherent merits, permanent merit to be that exists, then you cannot have more or less merit, yeah. But because it's dependent arising, it's empty in nature, so with different conditions, then you have different amount of merits, yeah. And yet all this merit is still empty in nature, and there's this layer. That's perhaps not so directly apparent from the explanation. Now, in this text, it compares that amount, that massive giving, compare with this practice. So, comparing different types of merits. Now, let's take a look. 若富有人于此经中受持乃至四句偈等 若另外有一个佛教徒 if there's another Buddha's disciple, another Buddhist, what did this other Buddhist do? So compared to the previous one, where the person do a massive giving, this particular Buddhist, what does he do? 于此金刚经金刚般若波罗蜜经 so 于此经中 this 此经 referring to the current sutra, so it is the Diamond Sutra. So 于此金刚般若波罗蜜经中 或者受持全部 so 受持乃至 in the sutras you always see the word 乃至 it's a very powerful placeholder. So you have 乃至, then in between there's a lot of things. Up to. So starting with just 受持, 或者受持全部, 或者半部, 或者更少, 乃至少到四句偈. So with respect to the whole sutra, maybe you are able to receive it. When you say 受, receive, it means that you can accept the teachings. And then 持, to practice accordingly, to uphold it. 受是接受, 持是不失掉. So you accept the teachings. Sometimes when you attend a Dharma talk, 在公司里面, 不明为受, cannot say we 受. 有听,但是没有受. 听受. So, 受了有没有持? So over here, my teacher explained, 持是不失掉, meaning you retain it. I attend the class. Oh, very good, very good. So what is so good about it? Don't know. Many times students tell me, oh, 师父, wow, either they say, wow, 师父, wow, I love your talk. Wow, very nice. Wow, very, then sometimes I, when I'm in a naughty mood, then what's so good about it? Hard to try is easier. Hard to try, at least they can say, oh, I like your laksa. Anything else? Okay, cannot remember. I at least can remember one thing, laksa. Sometimes they tell me, oh, they go for this talk, that talk. Wow, very good. It's not that I'm jealous and say it's not good. But I realize that most people, they may say it's very good, it's just a feeling. I mean, minimally, it's good to at least have a good feeling. But after that, if you're not even able to articulate what made you feel good, then it's just a passing feeling. You cannot reproduce it, you cannot use it after that. Because that feeling only occurs with respect to that thought. It cannot be reproduced, because we don't know why. So over here, 受持, and it's not just some parts. The first stage is the whole thing, but down to what 乃至四句偈. So from the whole set all the way down to even just four character verse or four verses, so maybe you can remember the whole teaching. Maybe you just remember half. Maybe bits and pieces, down to the smallest verse. Just four stanza verse. 乃至少到四句偈. So 受是接受，持是不失外. 受持应该包括读诵，正意念在内. So 读诵, so you read, you recite. Do means it's up here. You read. Song can be chant. but can be recited. That means from memory. Yeah. Then 正一念在内. So 正一念 here would be, that means you keep the teachings in your mind, yeah, and you maintain your mindset according to the teachings. 正一念. Not that, oh, you learn Heart Sutra, no self, no I, emptiness, then when you are doing your things, self. Then it means 没有正一念, 没有持, 没有持. 就是能受持文句, in other words, you are able to accept the wordings, yeah, and retain it. To what extent? 又能修samatha毗婆舍那. So this samatha, this is the transliteration of samatha. And vipassana, vipassana. Yeah, so you practice concentration meditation, then you practice insight meditation. Yeah, and you are able to reflect on the meaning. In the Dhamma Sutra, I talk about 无我无我所, talk about no self, no self-possession. Yeah, no I, no you, no person or being. Then when we meditate, we reflect. We reflect, we observe the breath, observe how the breathing occur due to conditions. No eye breathing. Yeah. So sometimes I mentioned in the class or in the meditation class or sometimes in the retreat, you often observe who is breathing. Yeah. In the Chinese Zen tradition, they have all this koan, gongan. Actually, there's a lot of wisdom inside. It's just that if you never learned the teachings before, then it's just a puzzle. No? It's just like a, you know, those Mensa puzzle to solve. But after, even after you so-called solve it, then you don't have any more wisdom than before. And that's why sometimes even if you so-called give the right answer, the master say, it's okay, go back. The master will not affirm whether you got it right or wrong. Because it's not about getting the so-called answer. It's whether you realize why this answer. It's the realization that is important. Yeah, gongan is all about realization. Whether you realize, you realize no self or not. You realize that the Dharma is not about the answer. And that's why it's just like, you know, I mentioned a few times, it's just like maths, you know. Yeah, the homework is not about answer. Like. Yeah. That's why if you copy homework and submit, yeah, an experienced teacher, you know, maybe a new trainee teacher, just roughly see your working, then okay, mark. But a good teacher, observe, he look at the pattern of your homework, he may be able to tell, maybe call you over and say, okay, if I change this figure and that figure, why is the working? Yeah, or maybe ask you, from line 2 and line 3, can you explain how you get from here to here? Just need one or two questions, then the teacher can figure out whether you understand the process. Because just like in maths, it's not the answer. Yeah, it's the process of how you got the answer that they are trying to teach you. You know, in school, we're trying to learn the process of how to get the answer, not to learn the answer. That's why some parents tell me, very strange, right? My boy, primary school, high score, sec one, boom. What happened? Because primary school, the learning is, you know, the permutation not that much. Yeah. So if you just roughly sort of remember the few answers, the kind of answers, you can get it. But up to secondary school, the mindset, the rigor of the test is really to make sure you understand. It's about understanding, not memory anymore. And so at each level there's a jump. Yeah. So similarly in Buddhism, it's not about memorizing all the so-called answer, but figuring out. Yeah. So the insight here, so vipassana. Samatha, not about wisdom, but it's a crucial foundation for wisdom. Samatha is about quietening the mind. The mind become quiet enough, then you are able to observe. Observe without the storytelling. Our mind like to spin story. Sometimes spin story about the real thing, sometimes spin story about nothing. Yeah, anyway, like to spin story. And then plus the deluded mind together with this chattering mind, then come first the chattering mind, the distracted mind come up with a story, then the deluded mind take the story as real. Yeah. So samatha, cut off the story first. Deluded mind still there, but cut off the story really. Because when your mind is really quiet, stop having stories. Then the deluded mind try to catch on to things. Nothing left. Then all it can observe is observe how things are. Then the deluded mind start to become, in a way, changed. Then the deluded mind become acquainted with reality. Acquainted long enough, then finally, oh, it's really like that. Then stop being deluded. Stop being deluded. So the two have this kind of relationship. Yeah, this kind of relationship. All the Buddhist practices can fall into these two categories. Not just, oh, only in Myanmar or in this what country, then in all the teachings, fall into these two categories. Of course, there's the sila, yeah, precepts, which is the foundation before this. Yeah. Then just now mentioned, contemplation. In the Chinese Mahayana, contemplation, yeah, si wei guan, falls under vipassana. Usually in Theravada, contemplation is a bit ambiguous where it falls under. Yeah. Because Theravada somehow look at vipassana, I'm speaking generally. You may find one particular teacher who say, no, we also do contemplation. Yeah. But by and large, in Theravadan tradition so far, vipassana is always about just observing. Yeah, no contemplation. But if you look at the suttas, Pali Canon, the Buddha in many cases, you know, the back and forth question and answer is to promote contemplation, isn't it? Yeah? Reflection, contemplation. You cannot be just blindly don't know anything, then just observe. Because ascetics from other school also just observe, then they draw the wrong conclusion. Yeah, they draw the wrong conclusion. Yeah. So here in the Chinese Mahayana tradition, there's emphasis on this contemplative part. But we don't say that direct observation is wrong. Except that comes later. That comes later. So 那就是修直观, 修四念出了, so that is cultivation of, so 直观 is basically samatha vipassana. 直观 so samatha is transliteration. 直 is translation. Vipassana is transliteration. 观 is translation. But as you know, Chinese word, oftentimes one word has many meanings. So there's a whole range. So 四句偈, 是表示学习金刚般若波罗蜜经 到最少的意思, down to the minimum. Even if you just do the minimum, yeah, you manage to only do the minimum, this is what it means, 到最少的意思. 虽然是最少, 但还具足金刚般若经的意. But here when we say minimum, it must contain the essence. The essence of the Diamond Sutra. You cannot anyhow pluck from one line here, one line there, but don't capture the essence. And then you say this is the 最少, this is the minimum. No. Cannot. It's just like, let's say you go to the hawker center and then order laksa. Then before you can have your meal, you just, wow, you see the laksa, then you gongyang, then after that you just slurp the curry to try, then suddenly you get a phone call from your boss. Hey, urgent meeting, come back. Then you, walao, laksa le. Even if you leave at that point in time, you can say that you have tasted the laksa, because that's the minimum. But if you just take the spoon and put your nothing inside, you look at the laksa, okay, let's still see the laksa. But if, let's say, you order laksa and then you order, let's say, I don't know, coffee, then you just drink the coffee and then phone call come, then you left. You cannot say you have tasted the laksa. So minimally, you must have. So here, the 四句偈, it's not just some anyhow cobbled together. Yeah, that your understanding of that four verses must have the essence of emptiness, yeah, which is the essence, yeah, the meaning or essence, yeah, of the Dhamma Sutra. Yeah. In that way, then, why must it be like that? 才能够得大功德. It is on this basis that there is great merit. 如果意义不具足还不行. If what you manage to practice or cultivate or understand or practice or uphold is incomplete in one sense, in that it never even captured the essence, then doesn't count in one sense, doesn't count as in it doesn't qualify with respect to that verse. Yeah. 若有人于此经中 受持读诵乃至四句偈, yeah, then 其父甚彼, no, doesn't count as that. It's, that doesn't mean you don't have merit, but not doesn't qualify. Or doesn't qualify. So 像前面于云何, yeah, how is this to be known? Yeah, 何可以身相见如来不? Can one see the Buddha by the physical features? Yeah. 这一段文也可以称为四句偈. Yeah. So even just this verse, you can consider this to be 四句偈. But while this is 四句偈, yeah, so like here, 于云何可以身相见如来不? 不也世尊何以故? 梵须尔相皆是虚妄如见诸相非相即见如来. Yeah, or some, or, you know, the different verses. Yeah, so that can count as 四句偈. But maybe while you remember this, but you don't know, understand what it means, well, then doesn't count. Even just, because just this alone is talking about emptiness. If you can understand emptiness through this, you understand emptiness. You don't have to understand, you don't have to so-called remember, understand every single verse. Because all the verses are talking about emptiness. So sometimes, some students will ask like, so Sifu, next year, are you still having, do you have any other class? Maybe still hard to try. Oh, still hard to try. So same content. Then I'm like, last I checked, Buddha haven't changed your hard to try. How am I supposed to change the content, right? Of course, granted, you know, maybe they are looking for a new example, you know. But to me, if you can understand the laksa example, you should, your job as a student, yeah, as a learner, as a student of the Dharma, is to then when apply the principle that is behind the example. Apply that principle behind the laksa example onto everything you encounter. That's the job of the student. Of course, Sifu in classes, all the different monks, nuns, and the teachers, we try to give different examples that's as relevant as possible. But surely something else will happen in your life that Sifu never thought about before, right? Then how? Have meeting halfway with your boss. Then, wait, boss, wait. Hang on. Why? I need to text my Sifu. Huh? Why? I need to text him to tell him about what you just said. Huh? But we're having a meeting. Yeah, I know. But I observe anger rising. Then I need to check with him how to contemplate emptiness. Huh? What? Jialat like that. Cannot. So this 乃至四句偈很厉害. Yeah. So sometimes some students ask, wow, Sifu, so many sutras, how? Yeah, then they always ask me, which sutra should I chant? Or which mantra should I chant? And I say, the one that you chant is the best. Then which one is the best? I say, the one you can understand and apply, that's the best.
You chant, wow, chant, wow, complicated, wow, like chant, wow, 大悲咒、十小咒、 楞严咒, wow, 金刚菩提咒, whatever.
I don't know whether there's a 金刚菩提咒. And they all come up one.
But in the end, you only use your mouth to chant, but you never embody that dzou.
You know, many times we chant mantra, we think it's just the sound chanting, then will have power. It is when you embody the quality that is described in the mantra that has power. When you chant Great Compassionate Mantra, it has power when you embody Great Compassion. That's when there's power to change this world. Otherwise, all of us should just play, just turn out loud. Namo Hanaitana Dona Yaya Namo. Right? Or maybe, Masifu, your chanting is Hokkien pronunciation, man. Must chant the Sanskrit. Namo Rana Chayaya, Namo Aryavalokiteswaraya, Bodhisattaya, Mahasattaya, Mahakarunikaya, Om. Yeah, then more powerful. Then everybody should just record, right? Then play. But Sifu, maybe too long. Om Mani Padme Hum. Then, you know, make sense. No. Yeah, that is wrong view. That's wrong view. But when you embody, doesn't mean you cannot chant, but when you chant, you really embody compassion. To the point where even when you open the door, you are opening with compassion. When you pass out, you also pang with compassion. Shala, I've become known as the Laksa Pangsan monk.
Hey, I think it's quite good, no? Because 吃喝拉撒 cover two already, you know. 吃喝拉撒, 每个人都要做的吗? Everybody have to do what? 吃喝, eat and drink, 拉跟撒, 拉屎撒尿, 吃喝拉撒. Yeah, everybody have to do what? Yeah, you may not meditate, you may not chant, but 吃喝拉撒 you can't do. And laksa and pangsai cover both. Cover two of the four. Oh, So every time you eat, whether it's laksa or cha kway teow or cha peng or whatever, then you think, wow, chong guan fa si. Then you finish already, you want to go to toilet, then you, chong guan fa si. So, 为他人说祈福甚比. Yeah, so, up to this and further, 为他人说, yeah, this merit that has just been, the merits of these practices down to this level is far superior, yeah, than what? Than the earlier one that has been mentioned. So, 自己能受持读诵正意念，又能为他人讲说，所得到的福德，胜过前面 三千大千世界七宝布施的福德. Wow, amazing. So that's why sometimes I tell some students, don't think Sifu always looking for ang pao. Actually, I never look for ang pao. Yeah, if one day you all come and you all offer me a piece of paper and write down, Sifu, I offer you the purity of body, speech, and mind that I uphold for one day, one night. Wow, this is a superior offering. Sifu, listening to your talk, so I managed to maintain not much, just 3 hours of clarity of mind. Wow, offering. Supreme offering. 我以清净身语意, offer to in some of the chanting, there's such a verse. Yeah. We usually think about doing offering just in terms of the material. So earlier part is just a material offering. Yeah. Then we think about merits in terms of that. Yeah. Or we think about merits in terms of just chanting Fa Hui, then have merit. Yeah, you're talking about 受持读诵正意念, 为他人说. Yeah. So even if you were to hear, that's a twist. Yeah. I think this is one of the earliest recorded plot twists. Because usually you see, 又能为他人说吗? Right? 为他人说. So you usually think, oh, go and explain Dhamma Sutra to people. Oh, like, Sifu, what you are doing, ma? No. Later. Yeah, at chapter 32. Some of you have heard me explain before. Chapter 32. But now that I tell you, then all of you, after class, Google. Maybe some of you immediately Google. Dhamma Sutra, chapter 32. What does it say? It's okay. You can go and find. Chapter 32, it explains. What is meant by Wei Ta Ren Shuo? But here, 我先卖一个关子. Let's just follow the text first. So, if you can do all that, then your merit is greater than the earlier mention. 前面七宝布施是财布施, so that is just material giving. 这里自己受持读诵, 金刚波罗蜜经, 也为他人说, 这是法布施, 哇, 佛法的布施, this is far more superior. 而且是无所得的, 所以特别殊胜. Why is it 无所得? Here, 无所得 basically is talking about that a person practicing in this way embodies the teachings of emptiness, and that leads to non-grasping. Yeah, non-attachment, non-grasping. Yeah. So, as a result, it's even far more superior. 所以特别殊胜. But as I mentioned in previous classes, while we are not enlightened, maybe when we do our practices, we still have grasping. Yeah, we still have grasping. I want to tell you, it's okay. Because usually when we see this kind of teaching, they say, oh, cannot grasp. Then cannot grasp, you don't feel like you're achieving anything, you know. You know? Because we are not enlightened, Emma, then we have to grasp something. We must. Achievement is always about having something. Then if you don't grasp, then don't have anything, then you don't feel so motivated anymore. So at the initial stage, practice with grasping. Grasp on to wholesome Dharma, no problem. Better than don't do anything. So that you can have the motivation to practice. It's just like how I tell some students, I said, just like in primary school, secondary school, you know, all the uniform groups. Wow, you do community service, or community service award batch 1. Yeah? Do crime prevention, or crime prevention batch, first aid batch, camp cook batch, or hikers batch, or whatever. Wow, see it with. Yeah? The best is the boys brigade. Wow, one. No, you know, one tag, one. Huh? One arm like that. Yeah. Doesn't mean that putting the badge, the person really becomes better. Yeah. And doesn't mean that if you don't, you mean if I don't give, then you don't do community service. Not meant to be like that, right? But out of maybe 100, 1,000 boys and girls who go through uniform groups, maybe there are those who, whether you give them badges or not, they are motivated, they are self-motivated, they are kind at heart. The moment there's an opportunity, even if you don't have to organize, they see old lady push your cart, then they, you know, you see nowadays YouTube, you know, Instagram, whatever, you see people capture the photo, yeah, they grab, there are a couple of cases, they grab, you know, on the PME, then they go and help someone to cross the road. They don't need people to organize one, okay, now all the Grab delivery, okay, today we are going to organize, all of us go out to look for people crossing the road. Right? But so for all the young boys and girls, out of 1,000, maybe there's a certain number who don't need all this. So whether you have uniform groups or not, whether you organize community service or not, they will do charity anyway. And then there are those, I mean, we all know, when we were in primary school, secondary school, there are some whenever there's flag day or whatever, wow, have all kinds of MC come out, all kinds of reason. Oh, my mommy say that like this, sit with a lot of pattern on. So not for this group also. This group, even when they organize, they don't want to do. Even when they do half-hearted. Job week, ask the mommy $50, then write $5, $5, $5, fill up, then at home, play game. And then at the end of the day,
Every day, just $50, then minimum. You just do the minimum. And at the end of that day, they are no better, no less. Yeah, for them, it's just going through the motion. We'll be able to have to meet the bare minimum. But there's a third group. There's a third group where if you don't organize, you don't even get exposed, they wouldn't be self-motivated. But because of the exposure, they will be inspired. So not all the 1,000, maybe it's only 200, maybe even just 100. But it's for this 100 that we have all these programs. Because without that, they will not have that opportunity to kindle that kindness in them. So similarly, when we talk about our own practice, don't worry about, must be Uswater. Yeah, so we have to be the first category, ma. Yeah, no attachment, no whatever, we still practice. Yeah, there are those, you tell them, meditate, it's for our good, you do charity, that's good. Don't want la. Yeah, there's some, you tell them there's merit, they also don't want. Yeah, so for us, for most of us, most people, yeah, we start off with grasping. So since we have grasping anyway, so grasp on to wholesome Dharma for a start. Don't throw everything out the window. So 特别殊胜的原因, so what is so special, what is so supreme about it? 用七宝财布施 最多就是这一生安乐, 或者是欲界六天到六天他化自在天, 有16,000年 哇的寿命, 开玩笑, 人间1600年 是他的一昼夜, 30天算一个月, 12个月算一年, 顶多能活16,000岁. Yeah. Okay, so this part here, 30天算一个月, this is found directly in the Nikaya. And then this part, 人间, human world, 1600年是他的一昼夜. The different levels of the heavenly realm, their one day, one night is not equivalent to our one day, one night. Their one day, one night, the lowest of the heavenly realm, sensual desire realm, if I don't recall wrongly, one of the sutra talk about the lowest is heavenly realm, one day, one night, our human life, 50 years. Yeah, minimally. The rest is, you know, exponential. Yeah, start to go into some, a lot of zero ones. Yeah. So when you do material giving, yeah, it's still giving, but material giving, you give, what is the most you can get? Heavenly rebirth, provided there's no other impurities. Yeah. But if it's very pure, at most you get sensual desire realm rebirth up. And sensual desire realm highest, you can go up to heavenly world. So up to what? 欲界天, 欲界六天, yeah, the 6 different levels. 到第六天, 他化自在天. So that's the 化乐天, then 他化自在天. So 化乐天 is the heavenly beings that rejoice in creation. Then the one before, above that, is the one that can peruse the creation, the things that the lower level can use, and they can delight in it. Yeah, so very supreme lah. Oh, very supreme. And at most, what? 16,000年, the shōmin. Very, very long. Very, very long. So, but still finite. That's the point. Very long, but still finite. Still finite. 若这个福德结束时, 又回到原来没有福德的境界. Back to square one. So remember when I mentioned in the retreat or in the meditation class, when we meditate, then leg very painful. Then we feel like moving. When we move, we're just going back to square one. If we don't learn anything from that process, we're just going back to square one. So same thing, you know, you cultivate a lot of merit, then you go, you know, when you get reborn in heavenly realm, it's just like you know, go and you see buy things, right? Then you can accumulate points, right? You can, then okay, lor, and most go and exchange for a loaf of bread, lor. Then after, when you accumulate points, it's meant to be used up. When you earn money, it's meant to be used up. When accumulate merit, it's meant to be used up also. That's all that happens. And when you use up, yeah, you can be born in the heavenly realm, then you, very long lah. This is not the longest, huh? There are some that is even longer. Yeah. No suffering. I mean, when we say no suffering, no our human kind of suffering. Don't have to worry about income tax lah. Don't have to worry about weather lah. Hungry. Actually nowadays our human life is almost like heavenly realm. Too hot. Boy, your remote light. Worst case, spoil. Go airport lor. Go shopping mall lor. Go anywhere, but virtually any place that is public except for coffee shop. Nowadays, some coffee shop also have aircon. Yeah. Well, now even when you're hungry, yeah, hungry don't have to cook anymore. Don't even have to go out. What you want? Grab food, Food Panda. Deliveroo, yeah, whatever you want. Yeah. Nowadays, really, last time, you know, Chinese saying, 书中自有颜如玉, 诗中自有黄金屋. Yeah, nowadays is, 手机自有颜如玉. Anything you want. Yeah, anything you want, just order. Then, deng, yeah, somebody deliver. Yeah, almost like heavenly being. It's just that they're merit greater, so faster. We still have to wait. Then go and check. Hey, how come around that block keep on stuck there? You know? How come this guy up to this? Hey, how come jam there? Well, the pie chom chom inside jam, mama can't stop. Yeah. Heavenly being, great merit. Xing xiang si chen, literally the description. Yeah. Xing xiang si chen. Whatever they want, they just think, dong. But I remember long time ago when I was still a lay person during the Pan Pan Zai, then Quan Ping Fa Si, then he talked about this. He said, "Xin xiang si chen shi xin xiang si chen, dan shi ge ren de fu bao bu yi yang. Fu bao da yi dian, ni xiang bag, wa ha chu hen hao de bag. Ni fu bao shao yi dian, chu lai, wa lao yi si mi lai." So now I add my own. Maybe your marriage not so good. Think of bag, come on, NTUC plastic bag. Yeah. Or you know, there's this, don't know, Ermi or whatever. There's the blue color bag, like plastic type. Don't know how many $100 or Tsinghua, huh? And then IKEA, right? The IKEA bag is identical. So married, better you come out with the branded one. Otherwise, become IKEA one. But over there, no suffering of hot, cold, thirst, hunger. Yeah. And the description is 解了免绑耶. 有吃喝没有拉撒的. Completely ingested. The description. Yeah. Have you ever seen any sutra talk about, oh, and then the heavenly being halfway through the tongue, go toilet? Don't have. Don't know. So, and they don't have to work. Yeah, wherever they stay, they just think, dong, the thing appear. And again, limited to your merit. Your merit limited, dong, 3-room flat. 3-room, the heavenly palace. Then people walk past, eh, how much corn is sweeping? What? Think back up. 布施无布施, that will kiam. Yeah, but the consequence is basically it's like CPF cash out everything. So when you go heavenly being, you're just using up merits constantly. Every day is just using up merit. Use. So they say that use until what happened? zoop, until bank account zero. Then most of the things left to ripen is all the unwholesome one. So many places describe most of the heavenly beings after, and especially the sensual desire one. Because sensual desire, no impetus to practice. I say no, but doesn't mean all of them don't practice. Majority don't practice. It's just like you think about it, like Singapore not even heavenly realm. How many people want to practice? I mean, Singapore is human realm, and not even like super amazing, you know, human realm. But yet, most people, you know, like 31st December, most countdown. Yeah, who want to down here? No more. No, yeah. So heavenly realm, very long, you just use up all your merits. So, 若这个福的结束时，又回到原来没有福的境界， you just go back to square one. Yeah. 也可能堕到三恶道, maybe if you have some wrong views, unwholesome karma happening, boom, go down. Yeah. 还是要流转生死受苦, so you are still stuck in samsara, yeah, experiencing birth and death and suffering. 不能解决生死的问题, you are not able to resolve the issue of birth and death, the samsara cycle. 若是学习金刚般若波罗蜜经, 乃至受持四句记, 所得到的功德是超越财布施, 无量无边的。 有什么功德呢? 下面说了。 So if you practice according to the sutra, yeah, up to just four verses, yeah, you learn, you practice, yeah, the merits that you obtain, yeah, far exceeds that which you obtain through the merits of giving. Yeah, boundless, immeasurable, 无量无边. So what kind of merits? Below it says, 下面说, "Hey, good, 须菩提，一切诸佛，即诸佛阿耨多罗三藐三菩提法，皆从此经出。须菩提，所谓佛法者，即非佛法." So this is the subsequent verse. "Hey, good." 这段文是说学习般若波罗蜜经能成佛，能得到这个功德，当然这个功德太大了。 So all Buddhas, 一切诸佛，即诸佛阿耨多罗三藐三菩提法。 So this 阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，阿耨多罗三藐三菩提 is none other than, you know, when we've been reciting Anuttara Samma Sambodhi. Yeah. In Sanskrit is Anuttara or Anuttara Samya Sambodhi. It's actually the same thing. Yeah. So what does it mean? Anuttara is unsurpassed. Yeah. Wusang. Translated to Chinese is basically, yes, correct. 无上正等, yes, very good. See, you're quite good. Quite only lah. Hey, not bad leh, quite leh. Okay, in English word, quite is actually very good, no? So, yeah. So, this is the reply. 何以故? Yeah. How is it so? How is it that reciting or learning, accepting and practicing up to just four verses, that the merit is far exceeding that from before? How is it so? 何以故? 须菩提, yeah, the Buddha replied, 须菩提, 一切诸佛即诸佛阿耨多罗三藐三菩提法, 皆从此经出. Yeah, so the all Buddhas and the perfect enlightenment that they attain all come from this sutra. When we say come from this sutra, to me it can be two meanings. One is literally from this sutra, and then one is from this the teachings in this sutra. So In this way, of course, the merits is greater. So, 须菩提，于云何？ 须陀洹，须陀洹，恒能作是念。 So this is subsequent verses. 这以下的文又说，学习金刚般若波罗蜜经，能得出果须陀洹，恒乃至阿罗汉。又说，于云何如来悉在燃灯佛所，于法有所得不？不也世尊？表示学习金刚波金刚经能得无生法忍，啊，能庄严净土，能成就很多的功德，啊。So here, my teacher just in brief, you know, encapsulate a few verses to give you an overview first, because this initial reply talk about Buddha, and I should write slowly. Because I have this thought. I take my own sweet time to write, then you're all just staring blankly at the screen. Then you all may get distracted. Start to think about little go where lah, what. Then by the time I finish, I want to explain, your mind don't know where it go. So over the years I start to write faster until I don't know what I'm writing. Yeah. So this is this part. Then over here, the subsequent verse, right? 须菩提，云何须陀洹能作是念？我的须陀洹果不也世尊？所谓须陀洹，名入流而无入可入 or something like that. Yeah. So it's talking about the Sotapanna. So this is actually the transliteration of Sotapanna. Then, yeah. So then, dot dot dot, right? So the dot dot dot, yeah. Up to what? Then the Aluhan Guo Bu, yeah. Up to Arahant, Aluhan. And I share with you a very interesting trivia. I've mentioned in many classes, many times, that we usually think of Chinese Mahayana text as having the roots based on Sanskrit, right? We usually think in this way. But I've mentioned about how if you consider the two words for concentration or a certain state, jhana is actually Pali, dhyana is Sanskrit. But when we look at the Chinese translation, it's 禅定, it's closer to jhana. Because 禅定, 禅, the earlier translation is channa, is literally like jhana, you know? Yeah. And this word, arahan, there's another word, arahat. Arahat is actually Sanskrit. Arahant is Pali. For longest time, I always thought arahan is Sanskrit. Then recently, for the past 10 years we've been doing translation. So when we encounter certain terms, we just conveniently use what we think is Sanskrit. Then later, the double confirm that, actually Arahan is Pali. Arahat is Sanskrit. You know, like, think how? So we usually use Arahan. Yeah. So anyway. So, 阿罗汉, yeah, so, 又说于云何如来悉在燃灯佛所于法有所得不, yeah, so, up to the early stage of Buddha's cultivation. Yeah, early stage of Buddha's cultivation. So, the early stage, what early stage? This early stage, 无得无生法忍. So, this is at the time of Buddha Dipankara, Rantan Foswa. This is Buddha Dipankara. Dipankara. So this the Wu Sheng Fa Ren. This is the first stage. In our lineage, we usually say that this is the first stage of the Bodhisattva path. 能专研净土，成就很多的功德。 So from this first stage all the way up to 10th stage. Yeah. So meaning Buddhahood covered, then the Sravaka, stream enterer, once returner, non-returner up to Arahant, and then now covering the Bodhisattva path. So the first fruit, second up to all the way to 10th fruit. So all the different kinds of merits. So 这样说，小乘的出国二果、三果、四果，一切的菩萨道，乃至佛的无上菩提，都是学习般若经而成就的。所以般若经的功德太大了，就是由学习般若能得三乘圣道。 这和大品般若经所说的是一致的。 So in other words, all the various stages of enlightenment is attained through learning this wisdom sutra, this perfection of wisdom sutra. And as I said, there are two ways to understand this. One is literally referring to this text. The other one is referring to the wisdom teaching. I'm more inclined towards the latter. Yeah, I'm more inclined towards the latter. Latter meaning that it will be definitely true in principle that all the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and the enlightened ones, they attain enlightenment through wisdom. Isn't it? Yeah, we cannot argue with that. Yeah, but this particular sutra, the way we know it, even if we don't question the validity or where it comes from, it was spoken in the Buddha's time. Then how about the Buddhas and the Buddha, Bodhisattva and the Arahant before him? You know what I'm saying? Unless we are saying that in every Buddha's time, every Buddha will somehow say the same exact thing. Pertaining, that means, because Jin Gang Jing, he will talk about 这个时佛入社会大乘气时次第其以还至本处. Yeah. So that means that in every Buddha's time, there must be samadhi. Cannot be ma. But it will be true that the principle of emptiness of the wuxiang that is embodied inside the sutra would be taught by all the Buddhas. May not be in the same exact verse, yeah, to be called Jingang Poro Po Mei Jing in this particular rendition, yeah, but the principle would have been taught nonetheless. And so all the enlightened ones must have attained enlightenment through this door. Understand? So, 何以故? In the sutra, always 何以故? How is it so? 为什么学习般若波罗蜜经 乃至续记记 所得的福德非常大呢? Yeah. So, how is it? How is it the case? Yeah, that learning this has so much merit. 佛有照顾须菩提. Yeah, this actually explaining, I've already explained. So my teacher is going into verse by verse. 须菩提, so Buddha is addressing Venerable 须菩提. So 一切佛诸佛即诸佛阿耨多罗三藐三菩提皆从此此经出. Yeah. So just now the Buddha, my teacher was giving in brief. And now going into the specific details. 三世十方三世一切佛是约人说的. So 诸佛阿耨多罗三藐三菩提法是约佛证悟的法. So the Dhamma that he attained versus the Buddha himself. So that is two. 人跟法都是从金刚般若波罗蜜经生出了。Not that this thing give birth to the Buddha, but metaphorically, we say that the Diamond Sutra or the Mahaprajna Paramita Sutra is the mother of all Buddhas. That day I was having a conversation with another venerable. He says that he's going to have a 1 week recitation of the Mahaprajna Paramita Sutra. That he invited me to give 2 days teaching on this sutra, the one in Bedok, that temple. No. Chinese temple. Bedok, the one that I was supposed to go there. Wan Fu Ling, I think so. So that Jason Fasu, in June. Haven't confirmed the detail because the timing of the talk is like right after lunch, and the lunch is like the timing is a bit off. So anyway, so we were discussing then, we were talking about this, that this sutra is the mother, so-called mother, is the mother of all Buddhas. So, 不但要受持读诵，还要 正一念，如理作意，法随法行，就能得无生法忍。 So not just this, not just accepting and upholding, not just reading and reciting. You need to have the right mindfulness, you need to have contemplation according to the teachings, and you need to practice accordingly. In brief, this is the meaning. But actually there are other implications. Then you can attain the first, you can attain to the unconditioned element. In other words, attain enlightenment. Yeah. Then after that, 得无生法忍后，再继续学习《金刚般若波罗蜜经》，就有初地、二地、三地、四地乃至十地, up to stage 10 Bodhisattva. Yeah, you can progress upwards, up to attaining Buddhahood. So, 须菩提，所谓佛法者，即非佛法。 So, this is another verse. A lot of these verses, yeah. X, 即非 X. Yeah. X is not X. So, that's why Buddhism is about principles. Dharma is another name for principle. Or rather, principle, you know, principle? A principle with an E, yeah, is another name for Dharma. Yeah. Because Dharma is describing the principle of this world. Yeah. The underlying pattern. And that's why memorization work doesn't work. Yeah. You need to capture the principle. Once you capture the principle, that's it. It's okay. It's done. So, 佛所证悟的法即非佛法. So what does that mean? 佛说人和法都是缘起的, 都是毕竟空寂的，所以即非佛法。 表示虽然是学习般若波罗蜜经能得无上菩提，但是得即是无所得。 Sometimes my teacher, some parts he really explained in detail. Some parts he, because you must know that many times his students have attended a series. So some parts he, I don't know how much you all understand from what is up here. Yeah. But the gist of it is that when you talk about the Buddha Dharma, there's no inherent Buddha Dharma. So in the whole sutra, X is not X. It's basically saying the moment you say X, that is just a label, it's just a concept. It's not an inherent, permanent, substantial entity that is really X, that exists. No inherent X that you can find. That's what it's saying. And you can replace X with Fofa, with all the stages, everything. So including this part. Below is 故事 already. 说 So the Tang Di Anand, also Venerable Ananda is his cousin, younger cousin. Anand, Venerable Ananda. Anand Lü, oh sorry, not Ananda, Anand Lü, Anand Lü. Anand Lü Zhen Zhe, the Gushi. I know all of you want to see, so I will stop here. You know, like you watch the NCG, right? Then you go, oh, then. Then reading this line is like the next week. Then the Japanese show will come. Zuku e. Okay. Right, 合掌回向. 愿消三障诸烦恼，愿消三障诸烦恼，愿得智慧证明了，愿得智慧证明了，普愿罪障悉消除，普愿罪障悉消除，世世常行菩萨道，世世常行菩萨道，阿弥陀佛。So when you go back, we have learned so much about this. You can ask yourself, what are the things we are pursuing? You know, the in the SGC and the other talks I mentioned, what are things we pursue? Of course, just now, those of you who are here, and then you write down the one thing to change, don't take this and say, oh, I go and contemplate, this one is empty, 无所得, what? Then don't do anything with you. The change is empty also, so don't have to do it. Please, don't do that. For a start, ultimately, that is true also. Ultimately, that is true. The change is empty in nature. Because if the change is not empty, either you have a change or you don't have a change. And if you are currently in this state, you are in this state, cannot change. So the fact that the change is empty in nature is why you can change. So it's not wrong also. The trouble is our initial understanding is oftentimes flawed. Even in class, if we explain, then, oh, yeah, yeah. Then go back. Empty means nothing. So initially, don't use the Dharma on your practice. But practice the Dharma. That means take the Dharma and apply on your day-to-day the things that you're attached to. The things that you insist must be like that. Oh, then you contemplate. Like that, what is like that? Like that, 即非, like that. If it's 即非 like that, what does it mean? It means it's actually inherent. It's not inherent. It is dependent arising. It's empty in nature. Then, why am I insisting so much? 毕竟空, ultimately, cessation. Ultimately, don't exist. Then, why for I insist, must be like this, must be like that. But when it comes to your practice, better insist. Okay. I'll make the distinction. I'll meet the one. 来，起立。